Today, the Food and Drug Administration holds a hearing about drugs for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Millions of Americans use these drugs for significant problems with inattentiveness, overactivity, and impulsive behavior. Now, the agency wants advice on how to design studies to determine whether the drugs are safe. And some people say that's moving much too slowly. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Last year, the Canadian government analyzed reports of 20 deaths in 4 years among people on drugs for ADHD. And it pulled one of the most popular, Adderall, off the market. 6 months later, after considering the data in depth, the Canadians allowed it to be sold again. But the initial concern raised a lot of questions. Republican Senator Charles Grassley has held several hearings about how the FDA operates. He's disturbed by the agency's inaction.
It fits into a pattern that the Food and Drug Administration has had in the past of moving too slowly and not aggressively enough to protect consumers. And we saw it with Vioxx. We saw it with antidepressant drugs and suicidal behavior in kids.
The FDA won't comment on that charge, but a spokeswoman says the agency is acting appropriately since there's no firm proof right now that the drugs cause problems. They've become increasingly popular. There was a threefold increase in the use of Adderall, Strattera, Ritalin, Concerta, and similar drugs between 2000 and 2004. Psychiatrist James McCracken of the University of California at Los Angeles has done clinical research on several of the drugs and has received financial support from manufacturers. He says the FDA's plan is appropriate.
What the FDA is struggling to understand or to think about how to research is, with the wider use of these medicines and also the higher doses that are employed in current practice, should there be an extensive effort to look at this safety question in even more detail or using more powerful or rigorous study designs?
For example, not just looking for changes in things like blood pressure, as was done in the past, but doing sophisticated heart function tests that could pick up subtle cardiovascular changes. McCracken says in the meantime, most psychiatrists who treat ADHD are comfortable with the drugs. Some of them have been on the market over 50 years.
That has enabled an enormous amount of clinical experience and research experience to accrue, both with respect to the drug's benefits and their safety.
Senator Grassley's concern is that potentially unsafe drugs will continue to be used while the research is done, and the research could take years.
While this is going on, we can't waste any time. We need to let the consumers know that there might be some danger. We need to let parents know.
Psychiatrist McCracken's concern is just the opposite. He's worried that adults with ADHD and parents of children with the condition will be scared away from what he considers to be the most effective treatment for the disorder. In the meantime, two FDA whistleblowers are scheduled to speak. One testified last year that data showed that SSRI antidepressants were less safe than the agency contended. The other issued the initial alarm on Vioxx. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.